Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cass. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Good evening. Yes, you're waking up with Linda Maxant. It is Tele Tuesday, and we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, the author of the book, The Healing of the Wound. And she's going to take us through another chapter, Taking Off the Mask. It's going to be very exciting. But, you know, before we get started, before we bring Stephanie on, I hope everyone's having a wonderful time out there. You know, people need to think. We're not thinking. You know, we just had to get some of Aunt Nellie's pie. Now I'm trying to figure out how many people are going to die behind that. We must stop and stop being so selfish and think about others. But I know it's kind of difficult for people to think about others when they're not thinking about themselves. But, you know, the main thing is to be proud of the work you do and live true to yourself. Activity is another name for happiness. What's important is that you give free, unfaltering play to your unique talents, that you live with full radiance of your being. That is what it means to truly live. So we have to live true to our beings, however they may be. But before we get started, you know, this is the season. I'm just going to bring it in a little bit before we bring Stephanie in, because we're in the seasons now.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war, when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday, in a world where men are free, maybe not in time.
Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening. Miss Stephanie, are you with us at this time?
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? And happy, happy holidays to you. We're moving forward. We won't retreat, and we're going to get through this. How you doing?
I'm doing this great.
You're going to share with us our great topic, the removing of that mask. You know, we all have them. And as we get into our topic, I do have a few questions. Well, they weren't questions that came through, a few requests that we put out there. And then I have about three for you. So you let me know when you want them after you get going, and we'll talk about them so that we can let the persons that called in and made their statements, give them some information. We're going to tell it to them on Tuesday.
All right. So before I start it, I'd like to begin with a poem.
Okay.
And the title of the poem is The Mask I Wear. So I play my game, my desperate pretending game, with a facade of assurance without, and a trembling child within. So begins the parade of masks, the glittery but empty parade of masks, and my life becomes the front. I idly chattel to you a suave tone of surfeit talk. I tell you everything that's nothing, and nothing of what's everything, of what's crying within me, going through my routine. Do not be fooled by what I am saying. Please listen carefully and try to hear what I am saying. Hear what I like to say, but what I cannot say. It would not be easy for you. Long felt inadequacy make my defense strong. The nearest you approach me, the blinder I might strike back. Despite what books say of men, I am irrational. I fight against the very thing that I cry out for. You wonder who I am. You shouldn't, for I am every man and every woman who wears a mask. Don't be fooled by me, at least not by the face I wear. So we're going to go into taking off the mask. So, you know, we wear many faces for different occasions, sometimes to hide our true feelings. We suppress our feelings, not allowing ourselves to share our true feelings with our friends and loved ones. When we hide behind the mask, we are living in our false self. We begin to manipulate our way through life. When we manipulate, it causes us to take advantage of others, and we will be creating that karma. To create healthy relationships, You want to be able to speak from your heart center with your authentic voice. If not, all of your relationship will be superficial because you are not operating in your true self. To create deep, lasting, and loving relationship, you have to be honest with yourself. When you have been traumatized, you have been defensive and put up walls so no one can hurt you. That caused you to live in your false self, and no one really knows how you truly feel. Courage to live in your authentic self. After all, the forgiving and letting go, we have to take the mask off and learn how to live in a space of honoring ourselves and speaking in our assertive manner. When we are in a relationship with anyone, we want to be able to feel comfortable enough to share our true feelings. Taking off the mask exercise would guide you to speak in your authentic voice. So we have some questions. I'm going to ask you to, you know, as you're writing this question down, I want you to answer these questions with honesty. All right. So question number one. So how many faces do you have and do you wear? All right. Now, how many are there and can you name them? Number three. How often do you suppress your true feelings in relationship with your partner? And I want to go beyond your partner. You know, your family members, your loved ones. You know, how many times, you know, you actually suppress your true feelings? Number four, do you convey your true feelings when you are not living up to your agreement? Or do you just shut down? Often do you suppress your true feelings? Is it only with certain people? You know, remember I said you wear masks for different occasions. And, you know, you also wear masks for different people. So what are your triggers in a relationship with your partner that keeps you from expressing your true feelings? All right, and number seven, what changes do you have to make to create an authentic relationship with your partner? Because remember, it's all about you. We can't change our partner or our family members or loved ones. The only person we can change is ourselves.
True.
So what are the changes do you have to make to create an authentic relationship with your partner, with your family member, with your people at your work, your coworkers, the people in the community? What is that that you have to change to be able to live and speak with your authentic voice? Now, I have a quote. When I stop looking outside of myself, I free myself to express my creative inner spirit. I'm going to repeat that. When I stop looking outside of myself, I free myself to express my creative inner spirit. Now, Ms. Linda, before I go into the meditation, you said you had some questions for me to answer.
We put up a call out there, you know, just for persons to call in and with the questions, how many masks do I wear? So I'll just give them to you, 1, 2, 3. We'll start off with Lady A. And she said, I wear 3 masks. She wears one at home. She wears one for work. And she wears one for her friends. And then we had the second person called in and said, I use my mask. She uses one mask, you know, because she believes in being authentic. So she just has one mask, and that's what you see is what you get. And then we had a call from Lady D, and she said, why wear a mask? Okay, so hearing that, it's like she's kind of close to being true to her true too. We're putting that question out there. Why wear a mask? You know, so those are the three that I had. She had the one for the home, the work, and friends, and then the other one, you know, like being true and authentic, and then the other, why wear a mask? So those were the replies that I got from the shout out that I put out there.
Mm-hmm. You know, go back to the one that has the 1, 2, and 3. You know, it's very hard for some individual to not live in their authentic self, especially when they have not been groomed in the womb to be able to be bonded with that love, that, you know, protection of safety.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you don't gain that in the womb and you don't have that bondage with your parents, especially with your mom, then it's hard to trust. So you have individuals outside going out looking for that love, for that connection. And then when they don't get it, they put up this wall, I would say put on this mask, because they really don't want to really show their true self in the fear of being hurt or being abandoned or not appreciated or being accepted. So they put on these masks to cover it up when they go into different situations, whether your workplace, your home, you know, with your mate, whomever environment that you may be in. You put on this mask because of the fact that the lack of security, the lack of love, the lack of support, the lack of praise.
Mm.
You know, so when you have all those lacks, then you have to put on facades to make up for those lacks.
Got you. Mm.
So you remember they used to say in the past, fake it till you make it?
Yes.
All right. That's the same thing. Being something that you're not.
Okay.
Right? So, and then for the other young ladies who does, you know, why wear a mask? I agree. Be, you know, if you can be, you know, some people don't like honesty.
Nope.
I'm sorry, you know. I'm blunt. I try to be very tactful. I am very truthful. I try not to hold back my truth. And when you tell the truth, and there's a person that is not in that place to receive that truth, it's hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and I agree, you know, why wear a mask? You know, tell it like it is.
Well, you know, I fall in that category. I even get insulted when someone, I think I shared this before when we were in the earlier part of the book. I had to do an exercise, and I was getting ready to do a lecture, and I did my part, and this person that had never seen me before didn't know me. Oh, my God, why are you hiding behind your mask? You should come on out. And I kind of looked at her. Okay, it's like, excuse me, you know, this is individual that don't even wave. I don't have to have a mask. Okay, it's like what you see is what you get. And as, like yourself, I'm learning how to do tact, but honesty is the best freer. You know, those that can take it, don't ask if you don't want to know. Don't say it if you can't hear it. And if you got a problem with it, take an aspirin and pray a little bit harder. Okay, because if you can't get it, I'm the most authentic person that one could ever meet. And I've been working on that because sometimes it can come out very, very, very powerful. Okay, so I'm kind of like with you also. You're honest. So I liked that third one, why even wear a mask? So when I heard that, I just wanted you to address that because that was a good darn question for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to why even do it? Why do you go through that? But persons that, like you say, and we know different persons throughout our lifetime that carry those facades and they put on, I call them fans, okay? They're fans of other people, you know, be a fan of yourself. And then you don't have to worry. If it's something that needs to be said, you say it. And if it's something you don't like, you express that and do what you have to do. I'm getting ready to step back up into the arena again, you know, getting out into this political world, you know, and we work on teams and we push it out there and we do a lot of stuff, you know. So the gentleman said, "You're coming with us?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, I like the team, but I like to be on the team where everybody gets a seat on the team, okay?" But that was my way of saying everybody's not going to get that seat, but this time let's make it happen a little bit different, okay? And but you don't want to pull back for something that didn't slide out in the beginning. You keep trying if that's what you're going to do until you hit that point. And that's my authenticity, and I don't have masks. I don't even know how to put one on my face. I guess you can say I do wear a mask. I wear a beautiful smile, but that smile is real, and it's coming from within. And like you said earlier about talking about the heart, you know, you want to be able to have that heart speak out. So when you move from your heart, you don't have to worry about a thing. But I'm with the third person that says, why wear a mask? But when you talk about taking off the mask and when you take us through these exercises that we get ready to do, it's going to be pretty exciting because you peel it like the onion skin. I love it.
Yeah. I also want to say, you know, for the person who said, why wear a mask, you got to understand there are individuals that have been through a lot of trauma in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it comes in with the abandonment issue, the mistrust. You know, all of that take a play in a person's personality trait, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and not to be judgmental, that we have to understand and be patient and having that knowing and understanding when a person is not living in their authentic self, then we try to help guide that person to process what he or she may be going through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it take a wise person to be able to conceive that and perceive that, what's going on with an individual. You know, having that intuitiveness to be able to say, oh, this person is going, he's not really or she, that's not who they really are. There's something underneath that person's pain, right?
Yes.
So, and I want to say that, you know, everybody is born to be happy. It's just that the stuff that they go through, their karma, you know, that they have to work out.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's sometimes it's a collective karma. You have the karma of yourself and the ones that you created with your parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, that has to be eradicated or transformed, I would say. So, you know, we're all in this together. You know, I look at what's going on now in the world with the pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, losing, you know, thousands and thousands of American people over this COVID. You know, and I remember this saying a long time ago, only strong will survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's going to be true with this, what's going on right now in the world. It's only the strong going to survive, meaning that your mind has to be so strong that you got to tell yourself, tell your body, speak to your body, and say, COVID is not coming here.
Mm-hmm.
COVID does not belong here. COVID cannot touch my family. You know, And then believe that when once we started living in fear, then our bodies start to break down.
Yes.
Our immune system start to break down. Then you started inviting the infections and stuff to come inside because now you're weakening your immune system with your mind. So, you know, I also have this saying, when you heal the body, the mind will follow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so not to preach, but we as American people, we really have to look out what's going on. We have to look. It's not the government. You know, without the people, there would not be no government.
True.
And that means that we as people, we have to step up and take ownership of what's going on at this moment. Mm-hmm. Healing begins with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start looking outside of self for healing, that's where we go wrong. The body has over 132 medicines within it. Call them up. Whether you pray them up, chant it up, meditate them up, whatever you do spiritually, do that. And watch and see that 2021 will be a year of health, prosperity for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
You take those masks off by living and believing in yourself. Knowing that, hey, I am the captain of my ship. I am the author, the writer, and the director of your life. And once you believe that, that you have control over your life, you're okay. You're okay. Then you will not have to live behind a mask because you know who you are as an individual.
Totally. Totally.
Yes, you have that confidence within yourself to say, hey, another day, let's make it happen.
Make it happen. And you have to, as Gloria said, you have to be your own doctor. Sometimes you have to honor up your own reports. Okay, look, I need to check out this, and I want to check out that, and I want to see how this is flowing, and I want to see, okay? You become your own doctor, and you request what you need, okay? Because, you, it, like you say, you know, the body does heal itself, and when we say fear, none of us should actually live in fear at all, but we must have wisdom also because we can only move for ourselves. You got a lot of crazy, stupid, and forgive me, and I'm not being judgmental and not thinking folks out there, okay? And I just said I didn't want to eat the pig. I didn't want none of Aunt Nellie's pecan pie. You know, because I don't want to put myself, jeopardize myself out there to die or to do some damage to someone else. It's not all about you. We're all in this together. But you're absolutely correct. You have to heal yourself from within, and you are the captain of your ship. And a lot of people don't know that, you know, but we can't judge. But it's just something that you find out, you know, like you said, if you didn't get it in the womb, you didn't get that love, that care, that determination, that courage, you eventually grow into it, but it starts in the womb. That's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, even when it just sets up. I had a young lady, I used to work in an office, and she was a nice person. She said, oh, you're so confident. And I just looked at her. Oh, what you going to do? You going to try to beat this confidence down somewhat, you know? I said, well, you know, we have to get things done. But it was the first time. It was years back and she mentioned it to me because I never even really thought about it, okay? I just get out there and do what I have to do. But then as you travel through life, you do have those individuals that like to kind of like steer you away from that confidence and break it down and beat it down. So, you know, me and my comedic self, I say, well, I'm sorry, you can't bust my bubble. Can't bust this bubble. I say, this bubble is not filled with air. It's filled with helium. That's why my friends call me Supernova. And I just smile and go on about my business. They're trying to figure out what is a supernova. Get in the dictionary, Google it. Okay, that supernova star burns billions of years out in the universe. And it burns down and then it reignites again. Okay, so that supernova heals itself from within because of the outside trauma that we go through. You must be strong on the inside. You have to talk to yourself and you have to know yourself. And if you don't know yourself, then everybody else can tell you who you are. Am I right about that, Ms. Ames?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. So you must know yourself. You know what those, what was the question? I think it was number 7 with the triggers. You know, what triggers the relationships that keep you, you know, from making that. What are the triggers? So when you know where your triggers are, and you cover them with velvet, I have a way you want to cover them. Sometimes you have to cover them with cement. Okay, then you have a good hand on it. So you can take that breath and put that smile out there, which is not a mask. That smile is like settling you in because you have to take your time. We have to breathe. You can't react, okay, to whatever comes to you because most of the time that stuff is coming to you for a reaction. And if you're stubborn like me, I'm not going to give you one. So I just put that smile out there. But you're right, we have to heal from within. And then the mask, if you wear one, it's removed. It's removed, but there's several different types of masks, like you say, for different occasions. The relationships and in the poem, I cannot say what I want to say, okay? And we know that there's a lot of individuals like that, and I'm agreeing with you on having that wisdom and that skill to be able to recognize that in that person and to be able to get to them and kind of like help them through the process. It's work. It's work. Because you're like chopping through that cement because they don't want to let you in. Okay, and they don't want to let you in. But you're skilled.
Yeah.
That's why you tell it to us on Tuesday. Now I'm going to be quiet over here because, you know, we can go on and on.
Yes. So if there's no more questions, we're going to go into the taking of the mask and finding the higher self meditation.
Okay, good.
Okay, so I just want everybody to find a comfortable place and just take a good stretch. And when you're ready, just close your eyes. Now begin to pay attention to your breathing, noticing the rhythm, the way of your body rise on the in-breath. And now relax and let go on the out-breath. Now in your mind eye, imagine that you are coming to a door. Now what does it look like? How does it feel when you touch it? In just a moment, you can open the door and find one of your masks behind it. A part of yourself that you would like to know better and be enriched by. Now, open the door and meet this mask. It may be a person, an image, an animal, or a kind of thought. Now, if the door seems stuck or nothing seems to appear, what would you meet if the door did open or something did appear. How does your mask appear to you? Take a part of yourself and go to your innermost place of wisdom. Imagine that sacred center as a summer meadow on a sunlit day. Spend a moment appreciating the lushness of the grass, the trees, and the flowers that shine inwardly with a living light. The fragrancy, the color of the warmth of the sun. The more you open to the beauty, the more you can feel the sacred presence of your own higher self. And being of light, who are always ready to come to your aid. Feel the sunlight shining down upon you and washing over you. Feel it running through you, filling you with vitality, clarity, and compassion. Feel it filling your heart and emerging through your eyes. Now, look at your mask. Also bathe in light, the light pouring over it and shining out through it. Communicate from the deepest level of your being, your intent to know, love, and understand this aspect of yourself. Now, ask this part of yourself, how are you trying to help me? Listen carefully for the answer. Ask when it came into being. Now, thank your mask for the help it has given you. Now, explain carefully how it attempts to help sometimes hurt you, especially when they come from old fears. Ask it to cooperate with you in operating out of its higher wisdom in service to your higher self. Ask how you can help it operate out its highest potential. Then imagine a scene of how this would appear in your life. Take a moment and finish your conversation in any way you need to. Feel the warm light shining down upon both of you. If any fear remains, allow it to dry up in the sunlight and blow into the field where its dust can nourish the flowers. Take the beautiful, loving being that was the core of the mask all alone and tuck it into your heart. Rest in peace, love, and wisdom of your higher self. And know that your healing is also a healing for the world's soul. When you're ready, take a deep breath and stretch, coming back at your own pace, taking your time until you feel ready to open up your eyes. Now I want you to just take a deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose, bringing the palm of your hands into prayer pose in the center of your heart. And just open up the palm of your hand and take them out to the side. Bring them all the way up and reach up and exhale out all the negativity. Hands back together to the center of your heart. Take another deep breath in. Hands out to the side. Reach up from all that goodness, all that positivity. Exhale out all the negative. Bring your hand back to the center of your heart. And the last one, take a deep cleansing breath in. Open up the palms of your hands. Reach it out to the side. Take it all the way up. And exhale out slowly through the nose. And move your hands to the side. Now grab and give yourself a big hug. And tell yourself, I love me. All of me. Just as I am. I will speak peace and prosperity to everyone that I meet. Go in peace. All right, Miss Linda.
Okay, I got to put back on. I had to come back and get off that mute button because I didn't want nobody to hear me over here talking to my mask. You know I like to talk to that. You know, I have to mute myself. You'll hear a clump and I'm rolled off the stool, okay, and hit the floor because you know how to get someone there. I cannot wait until this opens up because we're going to have to do the mask, the removal of the mask. We're going to have to present this in person with persons, okay? We're going to have to, you know how we like to do things. It's going to be a special event, okay? And I have it listed because, yeah, we're going to all need to go try to pry them doors open after this. Prime open and find something to talk to. I keep seeing my mask, but I keep seeing that navy blue. Whenever I go on the other side of that door, I keep seeing that navy blue convertible Bentley, okay? It just won't leave me. So I don't know why I keep popping up, right? But, yeah, I had to lean back on the Bentley and talk to my mask, okay? We was lying in the sun together, but that Bentley is there, so I guess it's supposed to be there. Eventually, it's gonna be here, huh? That's the way I see it. But it won't. It's materialistic or whatever it sounds, but it has to be navy blue. Has to be navy blue. Don't ask me why. But I have no idea of why that's there, but it was there. And you know, we like to talk to the mass. My mass is so spug. She got so many rhinestones and jewels on her, sometimes I have to put on my sunshades when I open that door. Okay? I just thought I'd throw that out there, but I cannot love. This is my favorite chapter. They're all good, but this mass, I just love it because of where you take us, you know, and I cannot wait until you can present this, you know, in true live form. I mean, right now we're virtual and everything, but that's going to have to break out. We might have to have everybody bring the yoga mats into the drive-in theater and get on the big stage or whatever, but it is an exercise that will sure balance you off, and it's a good balancer. And, of course, mm-hmm. We all need that, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, Miss Stephanie Haynes. I'm on. I told the story over here about the Bentley and the glitter-fied mask, so now I'm going to be quiet, okay? I just love it when you come on and care and share with us. You just have me smiling over here because it's always good.
All right. So next week, listeners, we'll be talking about breaking away from other people's expectations.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Breaking away.
Yes.
From other
people's expectations.
Okay. Other people's expectations. Yes, that's, well, they're all good. It's just like where you are at that time and what you need to hear. But when you come on and tell it to us on Tuesday, I can, because I go dark on Wednesday. I have some young adults, they try to say, we want to come on Wednesday. But, you know, if I go with them young adults, I'm going to have to give them that hip-hop hour. You know, they into the hip-hop. And so it would probably be, I'm going to give them a day, though, because that's what I do. You know, they ask, and we have to be here for them to support them. So we're trying to figure it out maybe on a Saturday. I don't know. We'll talk about it. But they got to, I say, get your stuff ready and tell me the stories, and we can get this going on, because there's a lot of stuff I love to look at. I won't go audio or visual. Eventually, maybe, but I know that the ears is the path to the mind. You got me? So that's why I stay on this audio thing. Eventually, maybe we'll branch out, but I like to hit those ears because that's the closest thing to the head, and it's the quickest path to the mind. And you have to be very, very, as we're mindful over here, but you have to listen really, really closely, because the message is coming to you from all directions, and you have to listen real closely to get them. Okay. Okay, shall we say we talk about the, you know, how we move to the drums. You know, the drums tell a story, you know. And same thing, the ears are close to the mind. So I like to just, like, get to the ear and sometimes speak softly so that you have to lean in and really listen real hard and then go back out again. That's a good thing. But I like the mass thing, and when I say, thank you again, Stephanie. What can you give us? You're coming back next week. We're going to be breaking away from other people's expectations. But when we go through this mass exercise, it is an exercise that you can carry it with you all day. It's
right.
It stays with you. And if you can get the skill or do it over and over so that you can pull it up at any time, you're going to have a real good day. Because that sunshine, it's going to be shining down on you even in a storm.
Yeah. And then just ask yourself, you know, when you started communicating to others, let's ask yourself, you know, am I being assertive in my communication? Am I speaking my truth?
Mm-hmm.
Am I suppressing my feelings? Especially women in relationships. Don't be that doormat.
That's true.
Be able to speak your needs, your wants, your desires. You know, don't be in a relationship where you're not honored or respected.
Right. Right.
You know, don't lose your power. Your voice is your power.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, so I would end on that.
You're gonna do what? Say that one more time.
I said I'm gonna end on that. You know, your voice is your power. Don't be a doormat. You know, honor yourself, because when you honor and respect yourself, others will honor and respect you as well.
That's
people
right.
Only do what you allow them to do.
I agree. It's nobody's, it's not them. It's not them. You can't say they, them. It's you. soul.
Right.
I'll give you, before we cut off, you know, people, oh, my God, let me tell you, you know, you want me to tell you what they said about, I don't really care what they said. But you can tell them that they might as well go try to tame Flicker in the hills, okay, than to try to change my mindset over here about principles, ethics, and morals, because those things don't bend for anyone. So if you don't bend them, you definitely don't bend them when it comes down to you, because it all stems from you. So you must honor yourself. You cannot allow that. And sometimes people will come to you and they will say, you know what, stop me if I get out of place, because, you know, I have to take you into consideration, and you're going to take me into consideration anyway, because if you don't, I'm going to let you know. But it feels good when someone approaches you and they are aware of it, you know. So that shows their growth also, and you have to honor that. So you're absolutely correct. When you honor yourself, others will honor you. They definitely will do that. Or they, you know, I was looking at something, someone had written something, my friend Tosca's a great artist, and she had written something, I can't remember, but it was like, don't put yourself in the presence of those who don't appreciate your presence. I said, that's absolutely correct. Because you do have options. You don't have to stay, and you don't have to go to the party, especially if you are the party, okay? That might sound a little bit arrogant or whatever, but that's just the way it is, and it has to be that way. You don't have to go to the party, and as I was speaking, I think with one of the young adults, and they were saying, you know, you sit at home, you can do this. I said, well, when I was a child, my parents allowed me to play with my friends in the neighborhood sometimes. And then they insisted that I entertain myself. Okay? They did that. And I could play with my friends, and a lot of times I had to play with myself. I was always a shopper. I'd get on my bike and get in my car and go downtown and be in my little high-heeled shoes, I could entertain myself. But as I grew into an adult, I understand why they did that, you know, because if you need to get up and do something, you get up and do it. You don't need a crowd. You don't need to have anyone there to have you do it. And you're never a stranger wherever you go, because you understand how to entertain yourself. So being shut in, you know, some people can't stay in. And it's very difficult. It's difficult. But I'm a loner anyway. I just go out when I want to. And that sounds real good, doesn't it? You go out when you want to. Or you go to the party if you want to. Or you don't have to go, because when you stop and look in the mirror, you are the party. So you learn how to entertain yourself. So I work with a lot of, you know, when you're dealing with young adults, you know, that's that peer pressure. And because Sandy Bell was wearing the red lipstick, I got to wear the red lipstick too. I said, no, you don't. Do you want to wear some orange? You want to wear some pink? You don't have to wear what Annie Bell is wearing. You know, let's try some other colors over here. You know, and then maybe you guys can switch it up every now and then. But just because, you know, everybody's out there with the 94-inch nails, and you don't have to have that. You know, maybe you make yours a little shorter. So it's like options. So everything that we get in that womb and in those early years pay off later, because you really never forget it. You never forget it. The abandonment or the unappreciation or the traumas and all of that stuff, they're going to be there with you, but it's just what you gained in that womb to get by, to get over it, okay? And that's where it starts. It starts in the beginning. And we have to teach our young adults and, you know, higher education and this and that, and I sometimes say, well, we better build our own institutions, okay? And I just be quiet. Don't ask me where that's coming from, but, you know, I'm teaching, you know, that educator in me. You have to look at different ways, and with this new beginning and the way things are being done, Yeah, you have to stop and think, because it will never go back, as they say, back to the normal or the new normal. This is not normal to me. This is the new beginning, period. And then really nothing normal about it. Okay.
You know, life, in Buddhism it says, you know, after great evil, there's always great good.
Yes, it is. Definitely.
And I think after the 4 years of great evil that has been reigned on the earth in our American people, there's time for great good to come.
It got to come.
You know, and I'm claiming that it's already here, and it starts with each of us.
Yes, it's here.
Right, and we have to feel and know that everything is going to be all right.
Yeah. Well, you can't fall. You can't retreat, and you have to be strong enough within yourself so that you can pull others with you. And it's like for self and others, always for self and others, because doing it just for self is no fun out there, because it takes everybody to get it done. So it's always about self to others, and it's a good thing, you know. And I always use that statement, winter always turns into spring. You know, you never heard spring going into winter. So let's just keep on pushing and keep it positive, and we make it happen. But it has to stay on the positive mode, even though you understand that people are going through a lot of stuff, and you have to kind of like pull back and dig deep, as you say, to maybe help them go through their process, because while you're helping them go through their process, you're strengthening yours, and that's the good part about it. So on that note, Ms. Stephanie Haynes, on Tell It Tuesday, you always bring it out of me, so you got me in the map going through the door seeing this Bentley. Okay, where is it going to park? You know, you need to park a Bentley next to his relatives. Okay. So that means it's not in the proper area at this time, but Brentley needs to be parked next to his cousins and nieces and stuff. So, you know, why that keeps coming. And I guess that's like my little fuel. And I've never been a blue car person, but it has to be navy blue. So let me call it on up, make it positive, and make it happen. And when this opens back up, we can take a road trip, okay?
Alrighty.
I love you. Thank you so much, Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. And remember, it all starts in the womb, and it's chapters and chapters and chapters of good stuff. And we appreciate you for coming on and sharing it with us. We're going to do an event. We're going to go person to person. So let's keep it positive and make it happen. And on that note, listeners, we're going to say have a great evening. We'll be back on Thursday with Gloria Melion. She's going to tell us how to eat right and take care of our bodies. And Stephanie, again, enjoy your evening, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
I love you. Thank you so much. Good evening.
Love
the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.